BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. Hurricane Irma is continuing to cut a devastating path across the Caribbean and is currently passing between the Bahamas and northern Cuba. Some of the islands already ravaged by the storm are now threatened by the expected arrival of another hurricane, Jose, on Saturday. The evacuation of the island of Barbuda, which was all but flattened, has now been completed. The authorities in the U.S. state of Florida have now told 5.6 million people, a quarter of the state's population, to leave their homes as Hurricane Irma approaches. The state's governor has warned that time is running out for residents to move to safety. Mexico's President Enrique Peña Nieto has declared a day of national mourning after a powerful earthquake killed over 60 people when it struck late on Thursday. He was visiting the town of Jutiacan, where most of the dead were hauled from the ruins. Mr. Nieto said flags would fly at half-mast out of respect for the dead and bereaved. Three of Mexico's poorest states, Oaxaca, Chiapas and Tabasco, suffered most, losing hundreds of buildings. The Emir of Qatar has telephoned Saudi Arabia's crown prince to discuss the crisis in relations between their countries that's lasted several months. In a move apparently intended to break the deadlock, the Emir called for dialogue and reportedly said he was willing to discuss demands made of Qatar by the Saudis and three other Arab countries. The United States says it's formally requested a vote by the United Nations Security Council on tougher sanctions against North Korea over its nuclear and missile tests. The draft UN resolution includes an oil embargo against North Korea and the freezing of assets of its leader Kim Jong-un. And the Texan country music singer Don Williams, who enjoyed great success with his easygoing singing style, has died at the age of 78. BBC News.